Brain Addicted and Deep Psychology, Understanding Addiction as a Psychic Phenomenon and Using the Bible as a Blueprint Path for Recovery. Written by Jim Colaiuta. Narrated by Jim Chappell. Chapter 1. Addiction and Psychology. Various addiction models have been presented to comprehend, define, research, and treat addiction. These models can be broadly classified into two types. The first is the disease model, which associates addiction with personal brain functioning, neurobiology, and mental illness. This is the most widely acknowledged model among substance misuse researchers, clinicians, and others working in substance abuse research and treatment. It is also generally accepted by major organizations like governments and Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, to name a few. The behavioral model is the second model. Addiction is defined in this concept as a behavioral problem that can be linked to an individual's morality or other behavioral characteristics. It can also be used to link addiction to habits and learned behaviors. As a result, the model binds the addicted person to their surroundings. The etymology of the word addiction. Addiction is derived from the Latin word addico, which means of a judge, especially the praetor, to award a debtor as a slave to his creditor. In a broader sense, to give oneself up too slavishly. Addico is a combination of ad, to, towards, at, and dico, say, affirm, tell. An addictio was a person who was enslaved by a legal process, according to Roman law. When a debtor could not repay their loan during the Roman Empire, creditors might recover their losses through a judicial procedure. In such a method, if it is demonstrated that the debtor lacks the means to repay the praetor, the justice has the authority to enslave the debtor. Today, the term addict refers to a person bound or bonded to a narcotic or any other enjoyable activity. It is worth noting that the term addiction, which is now used to describe persistent drug use or obsessions with food, sex, or gambling, is derived from a Latin word that indicates a person's servitude or bondage. This relationship will be explored further with the story of Exodus, a story of freedom from slavery, being used as a template or scheme for addiction recovery. The history of alcohol, its use and misuse, is as old as man itself. The earliest documented records of alcohol usage date back to the Mesopotamians. Clay tablets from 4,000 years before Christ detail the amount of alcohol consumed by the populace and recipes for employing alcohol as a solvent in remedies. Records illustrating the restrictions on the sale and use of alcohol date back to 1700 BCE and are detailed in the artifact known as the Code of Hammurabi of Babylonia. Some references to opium addiction can be found in medieval texts. The drama The Bacchae was written afterward by the Greek writer Euripides. The drama depicts the city of Thebes and its ruler, Pentheus, who was punished by the Greek goddess Dionysus for rejecting his godhood. This tragedy teaches us about the unfortunate consequences of excessive alcohol use to lose one's senses. The tale revolves around a mother who brutally murders her own son while drunk with booze. The mother's inebriation was so bad that she couldn't distinguish one of her children from another, tearing her son apart in a fit of wrath. In 1784, Benjamin Rush, a Philadelphian physician, challenged the widely held belief in the United States that drinking was healthy and that more of it was better. He authored a contrary paper in which he defined alcohol as a narcotic and stated that once a person becomes addicted to alcohol, only absolute and complete abstinence could heal them. Rush was the first modern researcher to write about alcoholism. Magnus Huss, a Swedish physician, invented alcohol.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?